Sorry, I knew I was going to screw up. Again. Sorry. This is the hard part right here. Oh, give me a second. I'm sorry. You know it. There goes my theory of telling my students, once you play it once, you know it.
You're so busted, John.
That went out the window.
Yeah, John, Sharon here. When I was in Marla's mandolin class at Portal, we did that tune, and I had it. And I was struggling in all the same places where you were, so...
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
You're not the only one.
John, this is Bill. Nice tunes, though. I'm glad to hear them. Thank you.
Gorgeous tunes, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad to learn them with you.
Hey, we could stand to play that one again next week.
Yeah, okay. I'll play it better next week.
I was learning that one, John, in my tune class to Stephen.
Right.
Earlier in the year, it was a different key, a little bit higher. What?
It's in B flat.
In B flat, yeah.
Yeah, we're not doing B flat.
that was a little like that was a different key.
I really like it in B flat. I'm actually going to learn it in B flat, but. I had a hard enough time in G today.
I'm still working on it. It's a tricky tune.
Well, you know, I just think sometimes it's okay to show everybody that you're human, you know? And sometimes we as musicians, we get kind of elevated to some degree, and it's good to have something to bring you back down to earth. I certainly landed heavily on that one.
Hey, John, imagine playing that on a C-sharp D box.
Oh, my God.
You remember my tale about going to Skolegsha and being tortured with a hornpipe in a weird key? It was that one.
Oh, was
it
really?
In B-flat. Yeah, it was that one in B-flat.
In B-flat? Oh, my God. All right. Let's go back to reels, I think. Where's Jan? Oh, she must be... We're going to do music. Jan wanted music in the Glen.
I didn't want to
attempt
that.
So let's do music in the Glen in G. I happen to know the key of that one. And Anderson's in D. And I played with a band here in Connecticut called Music in the Glen. I don't know if I told you that before, but they started off, my buddy plays guitar. He plays the Gretsch, like Paul McCartney, I guess. And he bought it in 1964, and he still has it, and he plays with it in the band, this electric accompaniment. It was really, really nice, actually. And Bobby Gardner was the first accordion player in the band. Bobby lived in Connecticut for 11 years before he went back to Ireland.
Wow.
I was talking to Billy McComiskey, and he was telling me some great stories about Bobby Gardner and Patty Reynolds. So I actually recorded, we won't play it, but I recorded this tune in F. So it's actually really... It's really nice in F, but we're going to do it in its original key of G. And then... So if you like Anderson's and you haven't heard... It's a very old record now, so you may have heard it already. But the version from Tony Lennon and Noel Hill on Anderson's is absolutely beautiful. I don't know what they played before it, but it's really a great album. You should look it up. Noel Hill and Tony Lennon.